This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The preparatory document for next year's Synod of Bishops on the Family was formally released at a news conference in the Vatican on Tuesday. The Synod's theme is the pastoral challenges to the family in the context of evangelization, and it will run from the 5th to the 19th of October 2014. The document gives an overview of church teaching on the family and spells out in a frank manner the many daunting challenges facing the family in today's society, saying there is an urgency for the church to address these challenges. The document also includes a questionnaire or consultation containing 39 questions on family issues that has been sent to bishop conferences around the world, asking them to share it as widely as possible so that input from local sources can be received. Bishop John Hine is the head of the Committee for Marriage and Family Life of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. I spoke to him and began by asking him for his own reaction to the Church's decision to send out this questionnaire.
I think it's extremely significant. I think it really responds to the desire for people, the laity in the church, to be consulted on matters which concern them so deeply. My understanding, just in the recent times since it's been announced there was this consultation, is that couples are delighted that they're going to be involved in the consultation. I think it will make all the difference in the world to them, and I presume, you know, I hope, to the actual synod in the end.
The Synod's theme talks about the pastoral challenges of the family, and in its preparatory document, it doesn't beat about the bush, does it, in listing those challenges and difficulties facing the family nowadays. What do you personally see as the most pressing of these issues? I know that you could be argued they're all pressing, but presumably some you might see as more pressing than others.
Yes, it's very refreshing that they are facing the real challenges so openly, and I think this in itself is of huge pastoral benefit, to know that these things are really going to be truly discussed, and that the Synod, I'm sure, will be looking for pastoral approaches to meet these challenges. Which is the most significant one? I think, in some ways, things like marriage preparation, and I would go further than that, marriage enrichment afterwards, becoming part of the provision that dioceses and parishes provide for married couples. I think that's probably the most important issue we're facing, because in the end, all that we say about marriage, particularly marriage as a sacrament, does depend so vitally on that relationship between the couple themselves, and it is the foundation really of the family, that relationship that the couple, the father and the mother, have between themselves. That's where the love is lived most of all, first of all, and which is the sort of real basis for family life.
Now, many are seeing this consultation as part of a different tone under Pope Francis, a more openness, a reaching out to people, a willingness to consult. Do you share those views?
I do indeed, yes. I think it is extremely refreshing. Of course, it will raise expectations, and we have to sort of recognize that and be prepared to work at meeting those expectations in some way, either by fulfilling what people are hoping for or by helping them to understand more fully what their role is as the family and the church.
Now, you talked about raising expectations, and of course, we've seen in the press a lot of speculation as to whether there may be changes concerning church teaching after this synod, particularly when it comes to issues like church teaching towards separated, divorced, or remarried couples who cannot presently receive communion. Do you think these expectations are perhaps going over the top, or what?
Well, I think they are the reality that we're facing, and I'm so delighted that we're not completely dodging it. I do think also that we have to put that in context. You know, the church has 2,000 years of reflecting on the gospel teaching, and therefore the teaching is not likely to be changed all of a sudden and radically. But I do think that we need to understand it better and to see what pastoral strategies we can employ to meet the situation, the real situation of married couples and families in our society today. Because really, I suppose, so much of it has been rather swept under the bed and forgotten. you know, but bringing it out into the light, I think, is the main thing. Once you do that, then you can begin to really look at possible strategies.
Now, you mentioned that already there's been some quite enthusiastic feedback to this consultation ahead of the Synod. Are you indeed expecting that a lot of lay Catholics will take up this invitation to provide their input?
I think quite a number will. I mean, the proportion of responses from the Catholic community, I wouldn't like to predict exactly, but I do know already that a good many couples I've spoken to about it have said that they, you know, they really do want to get involved. They're interested in the questions. They start asking you what some of the questions mean. And I always say to them, well, look, the great thing is for you to look at the questions you understand and which most affect your life and try and approach those first of all and not think that you have to answer everything that's listed there in the questions.
Okay, looking at the wider issue of the Synod of Bishops on the family, what are you hoping that you will get out of it and what will eventually emerge from it?
I really hope that it will energize our whole approach to evangelization in a way, because as it says clearly in Gaudium et Spes, you know, the family is the foundation of society, and it's the point at which human needs are so clear and real as part of people's experience. And I think it's when we touch together on those human needs, which are common to all in some way or another, that's when we begin to really communicate and be able to change about people's approach to life and their way of thinking. And so that's really my hope. It'll be more as the basis for putting the family right at the center of our ministry, where it belongs.